We went to see Percy Jackson and the Sea of Monsters recently.
I'm inclined to offer my condolences, but I'll give it a minute just to see whether it's really required.
No, I think you probably should offer your condolences.
It had moments.
It had moments, that's true.
Yeah, so did Highlander 2.
I mean, they're obviously trying to get the series happening, but I don't think it's that.
I gather, no.
It hasn't got the momentum. What about the books? You've read all the books in the first series.
I've read everything. I'm really bad about it, too. I don't like them.
You've read them all, but you don't like them?
It's one of those series. I started reading the books because a lot of one of my nieces and various other kids were saying how great they were. And sometimes, you know, they talk about this great children's literature and you read it and you find it, okay, it's not great, but gee, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Say Harry Potter, you know, it didn't hurt to read those. I'm pleased I read the books for whatever else might say about it. So I thought I'd give them a shot and started working my way through them and then discovered after about halfway through the first book that they're not good. But I was just intrigued enough, given that I read relatively quickly,
to
just keep going.
How many of them are there?
There's now 9 in the Percy Jackson series, with a 10th about to come out next year to end that sequence.
Okay.
And do they get any better?
No, they... Oh, yeah, they get a little bit better.
Are they kind of aiming to take the hole that Harry Potter's left?
Yeah, they were. The fundamental problem I got with them is still the ages of the kids. And in Harry Potter, I'm comfortable with it to an extent to use as a comparison.
Yeah.
Because it's at a school with adults all around whose aim is to protect the children.
Yes, yep.
And what I found frustrating, and you can tell me if this was in Sea of Monsters as well, is that in the Percy Jackson novels, you have these very young children, age 13, being sent to a camp for half-gods or whatever, where they're going to die. And it's made clear to them upon their arrival, you are going to die young. This is what it's about. And then they get sent off on these huge quests at age 13, wandering across the country on their own, accompanied by one person.
They didn't seem to be quite that young in the movie. They seem to be more 17. I think they were supposed to be
pushed up the age a bit, but in the books they were very young.
Looked after terribly.
And partially because in the novels, it's when he turned 16 when the climatic battle was supposed to occur,
so
and the novels are basically annuals. So
they felt like they were supposed to be 16, 17.
In the novels they're a lot younger, and that made me really uncomfortable when reading them, because I couldn't accept a novel where your hero is a 13-year-old who's being allowed to travel across America and die on his own, and no one's going, oh god, this is a terrible thing to do to a 13-year-old. I had a lot of problems with it.
I guess I had issues with they had some good actors in it, like Anthony Stewart Head was playing
Anthony Stewart Head's always
he was
good.
Fabulous. And Stanley Tucci was somebody, I can't think who at the moment, so he had some good background actors. I was highly unconvinced by pretty much every one of the teenage actors.
I think that's part of the hassle.
I don't think they were very good. And it was the Americanism of it as well. They were just so... It was so much like just being in an American high school movie.
See, the first movie lost a lot of what I didn't like in the book. And so I found the first movie, in a sense, to be more enjoyable than the book.
Which
was.
I haven't watched, admittedly. Yep. So.
But maybe the second one, they did do it.
There are some good special effects here and there. They're at the camp.
His half-brother turns up. He's a Cyclops.
Yeah.
Oops, sorry, big spoiler.
Maybe half a Cyclops. Must be half a Cyclops.
No, he's a Cyclops.
He's got 3 eyes.
No, it's 1 eye.
1 eye.
Yeah, 1 eye.
It's a full Cyclops.
Yeah, but his dad's...
Half a Cyclops, half an eye.
Yeah, all Cyclopses are born of the gods. It's okay.
That's right. He's a Cyclops then. Yeah, and they go off on a quest, which, you know, is clearly expected of the movie.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're on this camp and suddenly there's this huge invasion and there's critters and you think, what kind of supervision or protection is being given to these kids?
None. And this is my ongoing issue.
And that's the feeling I got.
And there's the magic tree.
Just while we're there, that whole sequence of the first novels, one of my big concerns is a number of kids killed in it.
Yeah.
Huge numbers of kids get killed in that series.
Mm.
And it bothers me a great deal watching massive numbers of children as I read it. And people going, this is a great happy teenage kid.
I think because the movie itself was not particularly good, I wasn't overly concerned that they were all dying.
They're killing children.
they're all demigods. Demigods are a dime a dozen. You know what gods are like.
Too many of them off, you know. But yeah. If it's there, I wasn't overly impressed. I feel like